Well, let's start with the death penalty. There was a committee hearing on the bill to reinstate capital punishment on Wednesday. It was voted to the floor of the full House for a vote at some point. But what I found interesting was in your reporting, there seemed to be less interest in this particular bill than in recent years. Those bills, of course, previously trying to repeal the death penalty. Is there any indication of what you saw or heard on Wednesday why there seemed to be maybe less intense focus on this?
Nothing overt, but I can tell you that a couple pro-repeal people were a little ticked off that only a fraction of their membership showed up in support on Wednesday. I mean, in years past, you referenced this. You'd see the entire balcony in the House and Senate chamber completely full. People were getting turned away at the door and really having to watch from a simulcast in the lobby if they wanted to tune into that. But on Wednesday, it was about half full. That being said, both sides had a decent showing during public comment. The hearing lasted about 2 hours. Each side was fairly split. As for why, it really could be that they knew there was very little chance that the bill wouldn't get out of this particular committee. And really, I think that's really what it boils down to.
Perhaps holding their fire for the actual votes that come up before the full House and perhaps later the full Senate. Did the discussion in committee offer anything different from the previous debates on the death penalty? And did the recent deaths of State Trooper Corporal Ballard last week and the corrections officer Stephen Floyd earlier this year play a significant role in this debate?
The discussion was pretty much exactly what we've heard before. Repeated points were those opposing it say there's too much of a factor of human error inherently involved with the death penalty, which could lead to an innocent person being executed. They also pointed to a Cornell University study from a few years ago, and that study found that Delaware's capital punishment system disproportionately affects African Americans and minorities. Law enforcement lobbying groups, on the other hand, say it's necessary to prevent gruesome crimes. One of them even listed off a few horrific murders, like University of Delaware student Lindsay Bonestall, except his examples were recent crimes when the death penalty was still legal. As for the recent killings of the trooper and the prison guard, most people were dancing around it. They were careful not to say that both men would still be alive if capital punishment were still around, but pro-repeal people, though, said the bill should wait until feelings about these deaths aren't so fresh and so lawmakers don't make an emotional decision.
Speaking of making a decision, it looked like a House vote was going to happen on Thursday. It was postponed. Can you tell us a little bit what happened there?
Yeah, it was mostly a procedural thing. So during these debates, representatives can call witnesses to answer questions about the bill or give their take on the subject. And a preferred witness of the repeal side wasn't able to make it Thursday. And no one informed the Speaker of the House until after he had already put it on the agenda on Wednesday. The agenda is set Wednesday night. And so we will see this on Tuesday, though.
And so we would expect that will be when maybe we see a little bit more robust debates in full on this.
Well, it could be. I mean, I'm definitely assuming it's going to be an hour, 2 hours, maybe. As for how many people show up, they might stay until the Senate side.
Okay. Well, when lawmakers previously considered repealing the death penalty before it was declared unconstitutional last year, it did pass the Senate and then couldn't get through the House. Now, this effort to reinstate the death penalty is starting in the House, kind of in reverse order here. Is there any sense that we are just going to see things play out in reverse where the House will be interested in reinstating it, and then it'll run into a roadblock in the Senate?
Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom. But with the recent deaths of Stephen Ballard and Stephen Floyd, it's unclear if the votes are going to be the same here. So on Wednesday, you saw Representative Melanie George Smith vote the death penalty bill out of committee, even though she was a sponsor of both repeal efforts over the past couple years. The real question is whether Senator Jack Walsh will keep his promise to vote against reinstating capital punishment. That's what he told the Delaware State News in December. He took over for Senator Karen Peterson, who was the main repeal champion. So should it get through the Senate, then it's a real wild card because Governor John Carney said he would, quote, probably veto a bill in a debate in October. But then he said he'd consider signing it if it only applied to those who killed law enforcement.
But just to be clear, this would not just be applied to law enforcement.
That's correct. This bill before us, before the House on Tuesday, is strictly opening up capital punishment to anyone who commits murder and is convicted by a jury, and they have to find aggravating factors.
So it'll be very difficult to read where Governor Carney is going because what he has said does not necessarily square with what he would actually be seeing on his desk if this gets through. Very interesting. Let's move on to physician-assisted suicide, the bill brought back by State Representative Paul Bombach this week. Is it essentially the same bill he tried to move a couple of years back with no success? And what exactly does this bill call for?
Yeah, it's the same bill. So if someone is diagnosed with a terminal illness that would kill them within 6 months and they get it confirmed by two doctors, they can ask for a prescription to end their own lives. So if their doctor feels that they aren't mentally capable of making that choice, the doctor themselves can stop it, get them referred to a psychologist, psychiatrist, and check and make sure everything's okay there. Otherwise, the patient waits 15 days until they can ask their doctor again. At that time, the doctor writes the prescription, but then it can't be filled for another 48 hours.
So it is there is a very specific process that's laid out in this bill. Is it similar to what we've seen in other states that have approved physician-assisted suicide?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, this bill is based off of Oregon's physician-assisted suicide law, which has been around for more than a decade now. It's been around for a long time.
Is there any more momentum to consider this at this juncture?
Well, he's got more momentum now than when he did 2 years ago. So it's got four new co-sponsors compared to the previous bill where Baumbach was the only sponsor on that bill. But it's still very unlikely it's going to pass. And he said as much. The Medical Society of Delaware isn't comfortable with it. They say doctors don't necessarily have enough training to spot mental illnesses that might lead someone to want to commit suicide, even though they can refer them to an outside mental therapist or whoever it might be. They also say it's fundamentally incompatible with a doctor's mission to heal. Physician-assisted suicide is also something that's not catching on rapidly, with only five other states having done so.
So really, this is kind of Baumbach's effort to play the long game, to kind of just keep this thing in front of the legislature and try to slowly build that support.
Right. That's exactly what he told us on Wednesday.
Okay. Anything else of note this week at Lake Hall?
Yeah, a couple things. One, a bill to fully encompass all current and former military members plus their spouses under a law. That's going to let them use their past experiences and training when applying for a professional license, like a nursing license or whatever it might be. Lawmakers had recently passed similar bills that covered active military and their spouses. Those were two separate bills, but left off National Guard members and military reservists. So that passed the House unanimously. It's expected to do the same in the Senate. And then another package of bills that would allow Dover to help finance a new highway turnoff exit from Route 1 to the Dover Mall was tabled in the Senate. It already got near unanimous approval in the House, and senators are expected to take up the issue again next week.
And beyond the death penalty vote in the House, anything we should be looking for on our radar next week?
Well, aside from that, you got one of the other biggest bills of the session. On Wednesday, recreational marijuana will be getting its first committee hearing. One of its main sponsors is Representative Helene Keeley. She chairs that committee, so it should give it a boost. Five of the bill's sponsors sit on that committee, but it needs seven to get to the House floor.
We'll keep an eye on it. James Dawson, thanks for being here.
Thank you.